This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 26th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is quite warm. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, making it a great day to be outside. Jerusalem is experiencing sunny conditions, while Haifa enjoys a mild breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla Just In, the IDF is preparing for a possible escalation in Judea and Samaria, issuing an exit ban for fighters and reallocating forces. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that tensions in the West Bank are nearing a breaking point, with nationalist violence reaching new highs this year. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that Yair Netanyahu has launched a series of tweets attacking candidates on Ofer Winter's Amcha Israel party list. Separately, a JTA report from earlier today highlights that Darlene Graham, sister of pro-Israel advocate Lindsey Graham, secured the GOP Senate nomination, crediting Trump for her victory. And finally, as reported by Forward from earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu has shared his personal phone number in a campaign video, inviting Israelis to call him directly. From X, the latest. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted 15 hours ago that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism during a CNN appearance. Gideon Sa'ar, a key political figure, posted earlier today about expelling Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat, following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News confirmed that Israel has officially expelled Dutch diplomats due to a new Dutch law banning trade of products from Israeli settlements, with the diplomats given a week to depart. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's preparations. Walla reports that the military is bracing for potential conflict in Judea and Samaria due to upcoming holidays and elections, amid rising tensions across multiple fronts. This move underscores the volatile situation in the region, as forces are on high alert for any escalation. Turning to the West Bank situation, Ynet highlights that over 800 violent incidents have occurred this year, with increasing settler aggression and Palestinian attacks. These developments have put significant pressure on security forces and challenged the stability of the Palestinian Authority. The implications for regional peace efforts are profound. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that Yair Netanyahu's online attack targets Amcha Israel candidates, expressing concerns over independent political moves. This reflects the ongoing political tensions within Israel as the election season heats up. On the international stage, JTA reports that Darlene Graham's Senate nomination places her in a direct contest with Democrat Annie Andrews. Her victory, attributed to Trump's influence, could impact U.S. policy towards Israel. In domestic politics, Forward highlights Netanyahu's unique campaign strategy by offering his personal contact to voters. This move aims to strengthen his connection with the public, but raises concerns about privacy and security. Turning to business and markets. First, Kitek reveals that the traditional 9-to-5 workday is fading as AI enables a 24-hour work operation, further blurring work-life boundaries. Separately, Israel Hayom Business has found that Soltam's new pasta pot makes cooking easier, while L'Oreal's latest makeup line offers versatile solutions for beauty enthusiasts. And finally, Globes reports that Zim has shown solid financial results, with a significant profit increase in the second quarter compared to last year, despite a pending sale. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.